Hare Krishna, I welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. Today we are very, very fortunate to have on this special auspicious day of Lord Narsingadev appearance day, we have His Grace Amogh Leela Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic appearance of Lord Narsingadev. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to give the call to
Guru Gauranga
Prabhuji for giving introduction on Amogh Leela Prabhuji. Please, Prabhuji, please take over for introduction.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam to all the
devotees. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All praise to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev.
Yes.
So I just like to briefly read about the introduction of His Grace Amogh Leela Prabhuji. His Grace Amogh Leela Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari and he is Diksha disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Prabhuji is serving as the temple president of the Dwarkadish temple at ISKCON Dwarka, Delhi. He was with outstanding talents right from childhood. As a child, he was very quiet, but internally his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasing. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search for spiritual answers. He met many religious organizations, but it was only Srila Prabhupada's teaching that could quench his spiritual thirst. He stayed in ISKCON Delhi for 3 months and later went back with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering and worked in HCL company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that Prabhuji became a full-time brahmachari. Prabhuji delivered countless lectures and many of them are available online. He has the art of combining the heavy philosophy with just the right proportion of anecdotes, one-liner, humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. He helped thousands of youths from getting free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of many, and his lectures on stress problems, art of parenting do not need any introductions. His lectures in both English and Hindi have their own flavor and thus able to target a larger audience. Amogh Leela Prabhuji and his team are striving hard to feed prasadam to the needy people during this current lockdown period in India. Through the prasadam distribution program combined by with ISKCON Dwarka and ISKCON Delhi are feeding daily 300,000 to 500,000 prasadam plates. So we welcome Prabhuji to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference group. We are very fortunate, Prabhuji, to have your association. Also sincere thanks to all the participants. Now I would like to request Prabhuji to take over the call now. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. So should I just start or should I do Kisa for 2 minutes? What is this?
Whatever you like, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Alright, so I just think Jai Radha Madhav and then right. So and then we'll proceed with lecture.
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prahlada Narasimha, Jaya Prahlada Narasimha, Prahlada Narasimha, Jaya Prahlada Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Lala Shrinivasa ki jai, and the things that do the Shri Mahamantra ki jai. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Jayam Rupa Gadamahiyam Gadati Subhadantikam. Vancha Kalpatri Bhishtra Kripas and Gudeva Chapatanam Pavane Vyo Vashre Vyo Ranva Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vatari Gaur Vakta Vindra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Vashra Vakta Vindra Ki Jai Vagra Deva Ki. Hare Krishna. So today is a very auspicious occasion of Narsingha Chaturdashi and Lord Narsingha Dev. His role is very unique in ISKCON. We see that not other incarnations are there in ISKCON, but yes, we see Sitaram Lakshmanji, Lord Ram, and we see Lord Narsingadev. Especially Lord Narsingadev is the only one who is being worshipped, or not just almost, but in fact, every day, after every aarti, we have got Narsing aarti. Because Lord Narsingadev, he is the supreme protector. So he protects the devotees, he protects the society, he protects the bhakti as a culture. So Lord Narsingadev is there to protect. Usually anger is considered to be something which is in mode of ignorance, which is tamas. But in the Lord, even anger is also transcendental situated. So that case we see that the anger form, the angry form of the Lord, the Lord is so very much angry that it is very, very difficult, extremely difficult, almost to the extent of impossibility. The Lord was angry. And that is, Lord came in his very special, ferocious form as Lord Narsingadev. So Lord Narsingadev, originally Lord Narsingadev, as per Srila Jiva Goswami, he resides in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, in the house of Nanda Maharaj, so outskirts of the Nanda Maharaj's house, there is a lion gate. And that lion gate, there is Lord Narsingadev originally present. And then from there he expands to Vaikuntha planet, and then from there he expands to these earthly planets to manifest the Leela of bifurcating the body of Hiranyakashipu. So that is originally he's present even in Vrindavan. And he is also considered to be an incarnation of the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra is always victorious. So that is, Lord Narsingadev is considered to be an incarnation of the Sudarshan Chakra of Lord Krishna. But yes, originally he is present as a lion in the lion gate, which is the entrance gate of Nanda Maharaj's home, like that. So we see that Narsingha Aarti got introduced in ISKCON. When some bombing happened in one of our temples, and then the devotees, they told Srila Prabhupada that bombing has happened in a certain temple. So Srila Prabhupada said, since we are trying to preach in a world which is so much against God consciousness, there would always be risk, there would always be chances of getting attacked. So that is, we should seek protection from Lord Narsingadev. And then Srila Prabhupada introduced Narsingha Aarti, and that recording is still there, and we play usually on Narasingha Chaturdashi, that Srila Prabhupada is teaching that the devotees Narasingha Aarti, Namaste Narasinghaya Prahlad Ahlad Jaine. And then in this way he is teaching, and then the disciples they are following. So that case Srila Prabhupada, he introduced Narasingha Aarti. So that is now Narasingha Dev, he's protecting the devotees, and there are many senior Vaishnavas, many senior gurus in ISKCON who currently every day they chant Narasingha Kavach, so that ISKCON can be protected. And even Srila Prabhupada, he also took shelter of Lord Narasingha Dev when there was one person who was annoying the devotees, torturing the devotees. And very famous incident is that of ISKCON Juhu, where we see that Mr. Nair, he was troubling the devotees. And that is, even to the extent he was, actually his plan was that the plot which was allocated to the devotees, the plan was he would take the money and then later on sell it again to some hotel wala, so that Mr. Nair makes money from both the sides, from the hotel wala as well as from the devotees. First from the devotees, and devotees, because they are innocent, what can they do? They are sadhus. In this way, Mr. Nair, he was playing this demoniac role against Radharas Bihari and the devotees of Radharas Bihari in Chihu. So, of course, I'll not get into the detail of the case, but finally when he was about to throw off the deities of Radharas Bihari and take over ISKCON Juhu's land and sell it off to some hotel wala, before that, of course, all of tussle and various things happened. But then when Srila Prabhupada came to know that next day he is going to do this, so that night, Srila Prabhupada prayed to Lord Narasimhadev and said, "Oh Lord, now please do whatever is needful," like that. And then next day, there was a news which reached Srila Prabhupada that Mr. Nair has left his body. And his face was imbued with fear, extreme fear, as if he had seen something very, very fearsome, very, very terrifying. And there were also some marks on his chest, little bit, as if somebody scratched it in a very deep way. So that is, so devotees, and they informed Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said that I had a talk with Narasingha Dev, and I told Narasingha Dev that please kindly do the meeting. And that is, we see that Mr. Nair, who had become so aggressive, he was almost like playing like Hiranyakashipu, was killed by Lord Narasingha Dev, because Srila Prabhupada, and that's the exalted nature of Srila Prabhupada, that even if he's to ask somebody to kill someone, then Srila Prabhupada would ask Sri Narasingha Dev. And Narasingha Dev, having heard the prayer or request from a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, bang on, next day Mr. Nair, no more. So that case, you see that Lord Narasingha Dev, he protects. In Back to Godhead magazine, there was one story that how Lord Narasingha Dev protected one devotee girl. I think this story happened in Amsterdam. So there, this devotee couple, and they had this young daughter, and she had the doll of Narasingha Dev, and she liked Narasingha Dev, and she also had admiration for Narasingha Aarti. So what happened that once she was playing, and while playing, she just went onto the road. And as she was on the road, there was fast-paced truck approaching the girl, almost to the extent that the truck could not now brake. No, it could not apply the brake. So then she had this Narasingha Dev doll in her hand, and then the father from the distance, he could see this, and then he just shouted, "Oh, Narasingha Dev, please protect!" But still, the truck hit the girl, and then she was thrown into the field. And then the father, he rushed to the girl, my lovely daughter, whether she's okay or not. She was there in the field as the truck had hit the girl. So he immediately took the girl to the hospital, that something would have happened, maybe some fracture, and he rushed to the hospital. And then the doctors, they did the investigation, and they found out that despite such a severe hit from the truck, fast speed truck, yet there was not even a single scratch on the body of the girl. How come there was not even a single scratch? So then, and also doctor said that, but on the chest, we could see that there was as if something has pressed. And when the daughter was asked, she said that actually somebody picked me up. So actually truck did not hit me. So, but there was someone who picked me up who had a very pulpy hand. Especially the palm was very pulpy. So how come there can be, there could be a pulpy hand? And then she said that, and the hand was not of a human being, the daughter said. And then whose hand can this be? So then at that time, he realized that the daughter was holding the doll of Lord Narasingadev. And at that time, when the father saw his daughter being stuck, he just exclaimed in helplessness as if seeking protection from Narasingadev. So he said, "Oh, Narasingadev, oh Lord Narasingha," something like that. He said that, and then the child was protected. So that mark on the chest was actually of the palm, which is quite pulpy of a lion. So that the lion hand, which was not of a beast, not of a man, but of Lord Narasingadev. So that case we see that Lord Narasingadev, he always protects the devotees. And that is devotees, they quite often they chant Narasing Aarti and they see shots of Lord Narasing. So Lord Narasingadev, whenever he appears, we have heard the story that he appeared as a half man, half lion. And but yes, sometimes he also comes in different forms. Sometimes he comes as Bilau Narasingha. Bilau Narasingha means he comes like a male cat. And at that time, Hiranyakashipu, he comes as a Mushakadatya. So he comes as a demon who is in the form of a mouse. So, and just like a male cat hunts the mouse, similarly, Bilau Narasingha, he hunts Mushakadatya, and Mushakadatya is actually Hiranyakashipu. Just like sometimes the male cat holds on to the mouse and then hitting it a little bit and then releases it. And then it appears as if now the mouse will escape. But again, the male cat, it pounces on the mouse and then again catches it. Gives little bite and then onto the body of the mouse and then again releases it. Same was the case when Lord Narasingadev appeared as Bilau Narasingha. Like in Hindi, we say Bilota. So he, as a male cat, he appeared. So then in this way, in a very playful way, he killed Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasingadev. So Lord Narasingadev, sometimes he comes and then he puts Hiranyakashipu on his lap and then bifurcates his body. Operation successful, patient dead. He does that. But sometimes he comes as Bilau Narasingha and then he kills in a very unique way. Killing by bifurcating the entire body, not just the belly. And sometimes Lord Narasingadev also comes in a way just to give a one tight slap to Hiranyakashipu. There's no such fighting as such. Lord comes and gives one tight slap, and that one slap is sufficient to kill Hiranyakashipu. No bifurcation, no taking the arteries and all the intestines around his neck. He doesn't do all that. So that is Lord Narasingadev and the killing of the Hiranyakashipu. This pastime, this happens in various ways. Once Radha Govind Maharaj, he came to the city, so there was one nursing home. So Maharaj said, "Oh, this must be a temple of Lord Narasingadev." So they would say, "No, no, Maharaj, this is nursing home, but it is not a home of Lord Narasingadev. It is one of the dispensary or one of the small hospitals." So that is, but yes, those who take shelter of Lord Narasingadev, they don't have to go to the nursing home of worldly existence and repairing and then getting wounds and getting repaired like that. Lord Narasingadev, he has his own nursing home where he protects the devotees like that. So primarily we see that Lord Narasingadev plays a role of removing the obstacles from the path of bhakti. Now, Chaitanya Bhagavati, it explains that how Lord Narsingadev, although Lord Narsingadev protects the devotees from the obstacles in the path of bhakti, but from where come these obstacles? These obstacles are actually servants of the Supreme Lord. So these obstacles, they are there not to make the devotee weak, but they are there to make the devotee strong. So when these obstacles are there, and the devotee desperately, helplessly seeks shelter of Lord Narsingadev, who is the form of Lord Krishna. So then, at that time, so Lord Krishna, in the form of Lord Narsingadev, he removes all obstacles in the path of bhakti. But from where these obstacles are coming? These obstacles are also coming from the Lord. Just like sometimes it is seen that if there is a lover boy and he wants to impress his girlfriend or would-be girlfriend, there is a girl he likes, but the girl is not agreeing to his proposal. So what happens? He sends his friend. And guys, once she comes out of the college, you tease her, chase her, and then when she's really feeling annoyed, I'll come, I'll give all of you punch, and then you just ran away, and this way she'll be impressed, and then she'll be mine. So when the girl comes out of the college, these people are there to chase her and then tease her, and passing remarks and all that. And then when she's trying to save herself, and they are also chasing her, so then the hero comes, the boy comes, and then he saves the girl from his own friends actually. But by having this drama, the girl came nearer to the boy. Similarly, in this world we see that obstacles are actually sent by Krishna, so that he ultimately takes shelter of Krishna. So, but yes, who destroys these obstacles? Lord Narsingadev, that's the form of Lord Krishna, he destroys these obstacles actually. One question often comes that how come we see that Prahlad, who was such a great devotee, he happened to take birth in the family of the demon? Because Hiranyakashipu is the best of the demons. How could he could have a child who is such a pure devotee? So for this, in Narasimha Puran comes an interesting katha, that why is it that even though Hiranyakashipu was such a demon, such a demonic person, but yet he was blessed with such a devotee boy. Actually, what happened that when he used to go out and do austerity and to please Lord Brahma and seek benediction and then become powerful, when he was seeking to do this, at that time, Parvat Muni and Narad Muni, they would come to the branch nearby on a tree. They would come to that branch, and then underneath Hiranyakashipu was doing austerity. And then there, they would start glorifying Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes. And this they would do Harikatha sitting on the branch, Parvat Muni and Narad Muni. And Hiranyakashipu, while trying to meditate on Lord Brahma, would feel so annoyed that he would just throw stones on these parrots, that from where the hell these parrots are coming and they are glorifying Vishnu and Krishna. Nonsense. And then would come home. And then in this way, this happened a couple of times that Narad Muni and Parvat Muni would come to the branch of the tree, and then they would start glorifying the Lord, Hari Katha. They would do Harinam Katha, Hari Roop Katha, Hari Lila Katha. And then while hearing all this, he would feel very frustrated. So Hiranyakashipu once, he was so frustrated that these parrots, every day they come and they spoil my austerity. So he went home, and then he had physical union with Sayadhu. While having physical union with Sayadhu, he was still having this grudge. It is from where they come there. This is Krishna, Krishna. So much of Hari, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Nonsense. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. And when he was chanting the names of the Lord, Hari, Hari, Krishna, Krishna, when he said that, at that time he transferred the seed into the womb of Sayadhu. So since the seed got transferred while chanting was happening, even though he was chanting out of anger, out of indifference, but still, since the chanting of the holy name was happening at that time, that's why the seed became so potent that we see that Hiranyakashipu, God was blessed with a devotee such as Prahlad. That's the potency of the holy name. So that is, it is very important that those who are going for Garbhadhan Sanskar, they should understand the purpose and the importance of Garbhadhan Sanskar. So when the Garbhadan, that means when the transfer of seed happens,
with the chanting of the mantra. So then what happens? That the seed is blessed. So those who are going for honeymoon, they will not be blessed with a special child. They will have any worldly child. And then parents are to feel annoyed the rest of their life. Why? Because on a honeymoon they went with no ashirvad, no blessings from the Vaishnavas, no blessings from the Lord, no blessings from Guru. It was a honeymoon. So from the honeymoon, one gets a child which is not a devotee life, which is actually worldly. So here, unknowingly, he did this Garbhadhan Sanskar. Here, Nikashipu, while transferring the bij, the seed, at that time, he was reciting the names of Krishna. He was reciting the names of Lord Hari. And that's why this special soul, Prahlad Maharaj, was transferred to the womb of Kayadu. So even though the demigods, they were thinking that if the father is so demoniac, the son would also be demoniac. So while he was doing austerity, so they were planning to kill Prahlad. But then Narad Muni came to save Prahlad Maharaj. And then he said, even though the father is very demoniac, but the son who is going to come is going to be the best of the devotees. So that is, we can't judge somebody on the face value, because we do not know of which lineage would come whom. We have seen sometimes from the devotee parents come non-devotee children, and they remain non-devotees throughout their lives. And sometimes, many a times, we have also seen that non-devotee parents, but they are blessed by devotee children, like that. And Srila Prabhupada, he had his sons. One was Mathura Mohande, another was Vrindavan Mohande. And Mathura Mohande, he was the elder son. And his claim after Srila Prabhupada left, so he said that actually ISKCON belongs to me, because ISKCON is my father's property, whom you call Srila Prabhupada. But I am his son. And being his son, ISKCON, all the temples, all the restaurants, all the farm communities which you have, they belong to me. Because I am his son. And then an entire ISKCON, and then he was so intelligent. He was so intelligent because he's Srila Prabhupada's son. And he would look like Srila Prabhupada, he would think like Srila Prabhupada, not exactly like Srila Prabhupada, but in terms of having great IQ. So legally he made the papers so pakka that almost it was done that ISKCON is now gone. ISKCON would be now property of Mathura Mohande, not of GBC. So there was an air of fear, insecurity. But now what will happen to ISKCON? So then GBC, they chose their most valiant soldier, the undefeatable all-time champion, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj was appointed to fight this case, which was really a tough case. So one side was Mathura Mohande, a genius. Another side, one of the most surrendered disciples of Srila Prabhupada and very intelligent disciple, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So this court case went on for some time, but finally we won the case, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He defeated Mathura Mohande. So everyone was cheering Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and Maharaj, you can do impossible can be made possible by your mercy, Maharaj. Maharaj, you are amazing, Maraj. Maharaj, you are amazing. You are extraordinary, Maharaj. Otherwise, you are thinking that now ISKCON is gone. So while Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was receiving congratulations and greetings from the devotees. So then Mathura Mohande, he saw these devotees, that they were exhilarating, they were happy. So they approached the group of devotees and they were surrounding Tamal Krishna Maharaj. They said, all of you are disciples of my father. My father was Kashyap Muni. He had both kinds of children, demoniac as well as like demigods. Demoniac like me and demigods like you. So my father was like Kashyap Muni. And your parents were like Hiranyakashipu. Even though your parents were not devotees like Hiranyakashipu, but they gave birth to Prahlad like all of you. So that is taking birth in a devotee family. It's certainly good, but it becomes really glorious when we inherit the culture as well, when we inherit the teachings as well. So even though Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they were not biological children of Srila Prabhupada, but
they were the true followers of Srila Prabhupada to carry forward the heritage, the lineage, the legacy. So Mathura Mohan Day said something very heavy after losing the case. You know, ultimately he's Srila Prabhupada's son. And that is, of course, at heart he is devotee, but some sort of greed was there in his heart to acquire ISKCON. But he got defeated, but then this was remarkable. To say that I am demoniac, you are like demigods. I am a demon like me and a demigod like you. And all of you are like Prahlad, even though your parents are not non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu. But all of you are like Prahlad, like that. So that is, it is very important that we can't judge somebody on the face value that if somebody has taken birth in a devotee family, so one would be a devotee. No. In fact, we have seen because of complacency, sometimes even in devotee families, the children, they do not take to bhakti. This is very unfortunate, of course. Although there are various reasons why they don't take to bhakti. There is bad association as well. There is no good example at home. So devotees, they are good creatures, but they are not good parents sometimes. Because they don't spend time with children. And also they don't present a good example at home. They are fighting with each other on some petty issues. So this presents a bad example before the children. But after becoming devotees, this is what they are doing. So kiddish, so childish. This is also one of the reasons they don't take to bhakti. And bad association, of course, is also there. So, of course, I'll not get into that. But the point is that Prahlad became devotee because even though he had taken birth in a demonic family, yet he got such concentrated and regular association of Narad Muni. Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijaya. The birthplace of bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is a liberated soul, but often Hiranyakashipu used to think that maybe the devotees of Vishnu are coming disguised as a demon and they come and they are polluting my child. He had four children and the prominent of them was Prahlad. And Prahlad, he kept the name. Prahlad means Prakashya Rupena Ahlad. The one who gives excessive joy to the father. That is Prahlad. But the child was not giving Prakashya Rupena Ahlad. Ahlad means joy. Prahlad means excessive joy. He had made his father's life so miserable, even though his name was Prahlad. So that is Prahlad. He gave joy to the Supreme Lord because he had eternal connection with the Supreme Lord. But yes, he got Sadhu Sangha of Narad Muni. This is actually the greatest of Narad Muni. Just see his disciples, Dhruva, Prahlad, these are the kind of disciples he had. So he would do mass preaching and mostly he would do class preaching. That's Narad Muni. So Narad Muni's association was a special blessing in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. So even though there were so many investigations being done by Hiranyakashipu, but he could not find out that who is actually polluting the mind of a child. But that was already done. The mind was already polluted with Krishna consciousness. Transcendental pollution in the heart of Prahlad Maharaj. So that is Prahlad Maharaj became a great devotee. And we also see from the pastime of Hiranyakashipu, the killing of the Hiranyakashipu by Lord Narasimhadev, is that Lord's intelligence would always have the upper hand. Hiranyakashipu wanted to trick Brahmaji by asking for immortality in other words. For example, he asked for the meditation that neither I be killed inside home nor outside home, nor with Astra nor with Shastra. That means neither by the throwing weapon nor by the fighting weapon. Neither inside home nor outside home. Neither in the morning nor in the night. In all the 12 months, I should not be killed. Neither in the neither on the earth, neither in the sky. In this way, he had all these filters which, as per him, were taking him to immortality. But Lord always has the upper hand. Lord killed him, not inside house, not outside house, but on the gate. The gate is neither inside house nor outside house. Neither in the morning nor at night. It was evening time. In the evening time, Lord Narasimha killed him. Neither with Astra nor with Shastra. He killed him by nails. And neither by living nor by non-living. Nails are neither living nor a non-living. so by nails, and then neither in the air nor on the earth, on the lap. In none of the 12 months, so killed him in Adhik Mas, which is the extra month, like this year it will come in October, September, October month, Adhik Mas. So Adhik Mas is not part of the 12th month. So in this way, Lord killed Hiranyakashipu, keeping the benediction of Lord Brahma intact. Even though he could violate, but still just to honor the words of his devotee, Brahmaji, that's why Lord killed him, keeping in mind all the benediction. So Lord will always have upper hand. We may think that our plans are perfect, but Lord can always come and has got his own plans which are superior in nature and which are more far-sighted than our short-sighted plans. So that is Lord's intelligence always excels. Sometimes people, they have this doubt that, you know, I went to the Lord and Lord did not fulfill my desire. I'm not sure whether God is present in these deities, in these idols, in these statues or not. So people come to the temple and they speak their desires to be fulfilled from the deity. But when the desires are not fulfilled, then they become doubtful about the potency in the deity. Such people, they have got faith in the power of the Lord, but they do not have faith in the intelligence of the Lord. They think that our intelligence is better than the Lord. So plans should be ours, desires should be ours. That should be there. But yes, power should be that of the Supreme God. So intelligence, our power, that of the Lord. So joint venture between the Lord and us. This is how people, they go for the fulfillment of their desires. But actually intelligence, even though they are thinking that their intelligence is better than the Lord, but ultimately we see that the intelligence of the Lord, the plans of the Lord, they are better than ours. So that is, we see that Hiranyakashipu was trying to outsmart Brahmaji, but there is someone who is above Brahmaji, the Supreme Lord himself. So he outsmarted Hiranyakashipu. We see that. And when Hiranyakashipu, when he challenged Prahlad, he said that, from where do you get all this energy? From where do you get all this power? He said, from the same source from where you are getting. Was he the source of power of everyone? So that is, you are getting power from the same Lord from whom I am getting. That's Vishnu. Where is that Vishnu? Where is that Vishnu? Please tell me, where is that Vishnu? He said, yeah, well, he's everywhere. He's everywhere. And when he said everywhere, actually at that time, not that Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad was trying to trick his father. Even though he was not seeing the Lord everywhere, yet he said, just to trick his father. No. He was actually seeing Lord everywhere. And he was feeling astonished at that time. And what's wrong with my father? He's saying that the Lord is everywhere. Where is he? Where is he? So even though the father was saying, where is the Lord? He was saying everywhere. But Prahlad was astonished that, why can't my father see? He's everywhere. I can see. He's everywhere. So when he indicated towards a pillar, that is he here as well? He said, yeah, he's here as well. Behind that pillar as well. Yes, behind that pillar as well. So Lord was certainly present and then he manifested from the pillar. And Vishnu Acharya Thakur, he says that when Prahlad was saying, yeah, behind this pillar as well, behind that pillar as well, as the finger of Prahlad was moving from one pillar to another pillar, Lord Narsingadev was also changing his position. Because Lord Narsingadev had made a plan that I will manifest from the pillar where Prahlad indicates that from this, yes, the Lord is present in this pillar as well. So the Lord was seeing the finger of Prahlad, that where the Prahlad indicates that where the Lord is actually present. So as he was indicating, so Lord was also shifting his position. So the last pillar where he indicated that, yes, the Lord is present here as well. So then Lord Narsingadev, he moved to that pillar. And then when Hiranyakashipu punched that last pillar, then from there came Lord Narsingadev, screaming loudly. And then, in fact, the earth was shaking by the presence of Lord Narsingadev. And then there was a fight between Hiranyakashipu and Narsingadev. And of course, Lord was just playing around with him. In fact, Lord Narsingadev is mentioned to be so huge, so big, that in between wild battles, Hiranyakashipu God hidden inside the nail of Narasingadeva. So we can imagine that how big would Narasingadeva would be, that Hiranyakashipu was he got lost in or got hidden in the nail of Narasingadeva. And Narasingadeva became very restless. He said, "Where has he gone? Where has he gone? I can't see him." Because he was lying in the nail of the Lord. And then Lord Narasingadeva, after some little bit of good fight, he just killed him. So this was the first gastrointestinal surgery without an operation theater, without anesthesia. And as I already mentioned, operation successful, patient dead. And the Lord took his intestines and all around his neck, he placed those intestines. And Lord was still very angry. He was still very angry. And then Brahmaji thought that maybe I should go. No, I can't go because I am the one who gave the benediction. The Lord came in this form. He was little on Lord Narasingadeva told Brahmaji, that Brahmaji, how come you give such benediction that I am to take these kind of weird forms? Half man, half lion. So Brahmaji was fearing. Lord Shiva was also fearing that how can I go because Lord is very angry. Lakshmi, maybe you are the wife, please go and pacify. She said, well, usually I pacify my husband, but today my husband is in a different mood. And today I can't pacify him. So then they all consulted that actually Lord has come to please Prahlad. So only Prahlad can go and pacify. So that way everyone requested Prahlad. And Prahlad, in his own innocence, with his bhakti, he went and then prayed to Lord Narasingadeva. And as he was praying to Lord Narasingadeva, Lord Narasingadeva immediately was pacified. And then Lord Narasingadeva, he placed Prahlad on his lap and started licking Prahlad. And as he was licking Prahlad, he got the desire. He experienced Vatsalya Rasa of being as if father of Prahlad. And as he was relishing, as he was licking Prahlad Maharaj, so at that time he got this desire that Vatsalya Rasa is so sweet. Next time when I will take incarnation, I will accept parents. So next age when he comes as Lord Ram, he accepts Kaushalya, Kaikeyi, Sumitra as mother and Dashrath Maharaj as the father. So that is from there on, after Lord Narasingadeva's incarnation, whenever he came with parents because that was the first time he was experiencing Vatsalya Rasa while licking Prahlad Maharaj. And from there on, he always came with parents. And whether he came as Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Krishna, or Lord Ram, he was there with parents. So he also wanted to taste the nectar of Vatsalya Rasa from the devotees. And then he also placed his hand upon the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And when he placed the hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj, so the pulpy part he kept on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And the nails part, they were extending outside. And which meant that for the devotees, it's the soft part, the pulpy part of the claw of a lion. The central part is pulpy and that is it is very soft, the palm. But the fingers, the nails, they were outside, they were extending outside. And that way, he said, the nails are for those who will try to harm the devotees. But yes, the soft part is for the devotees, like that. So that is Lord Narasingadeva using his nails, he killed Hiranyakashipu. And we see that about the nails, and the last part of Narasingadeva, where it is mentioned, Savakara Kamalavare Nakham, Adbhuta Shingam, Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubhringam, Keshavadrita Naraharidupa Jai Jagadish Hari. So then Srila Prabhupada, in his lecture, he says that why is it mentioned that Adbhuta Shingam? Because it is mentioned that Savakara Kamala, the Kar Kamala, they are Kamala. Kamala means Kamala is very soft. The hands are very soft. The Lord's hands, they are very soft. They are Kar Kamala. They are as soft as the lotus. Adhubhuta Shringam, that Lord is looking so ferocious, but his hands, they are lotus hands. His feet are lotus feet. But today the Lord has taken this ferocious form. And Hiranyakashipu is like a bumblebee. The body of the bumblebee is very hard. It's so hard when there is lotus, the bumblebee, just by hitting the lotus, it penetrates into the petals of the lotus and enters into the horn of the lotus. This is what happens. But Adbhuta Shringam, but today it is so astonishing that usually we see that hard thing penetrates the soft. But today, the soft has penetrated the hard. Hiranyakashipu is hard. His body is so hard. So he's like a bumblebee. His body is as hard as a vajra, like thunderbolt. And Lord's hands, they were lotus hands. So despite having such soft hands, yet the Lord could kill Hiranyakashipu. And that is his Adhuta Shingam. Oh, this is so astonishing. The Lord has killed Hiranyakashipu, even though he has got lotus hands. And Hiranyakashipu has such a strong built body. So, Jai Jagadish Hare. So, Keshava Dhrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. So, all glories to Lord Narasingadev, who is having such a soft hand, soft feet, but yet, despite having such soft feet and soft hands, but yet he is having a ferocious looking form and is ferociously beautiful. So, that way, it is also Adbhut Shingam. Why? Because he is ferociously beautiful. Now, it's an oxymoron. Anything which is beautiful can't be ferocious, and that which is ferocious can't be beautiful. But in Lord Narasingadev, we see that he's ferociously beautiful. He's beautiful at the same time, very, very ferocious. But yes, his being ferocious is also worshipable. It's very, very admirable, like that. So in this way, Lord Narasingadev, he killed Hiranyakashipu and protected Prahlad Maharaj. Later on, Prahlad Maharaj, he actually became the king, and then he was ruling. And once Lord Krishna came to meet Prahlad Maharaj. Now see, Lord Krishna usually comes in Dwapar Yuga, but this is Satyuga. So this also proves that Lord Krishna, he is present in all the ages, but he only manifests his Leela in Dwapar Yuga. So that is when he came in Satyuga and he saw Prahlad, he met Prahlad. This story comes in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. So after meeting Prahlad, as he was departing, so Prahlad Maharaj was weeping like anything. So Lord Krishna said, how come Prahlad you are weeping when your father Hiranyakashipu, he did so much of torture to you and yet you were not affected? How come you are affected today and you are weeping? What happened? And then Prahlad Maharaj said, my father tortured me, it did not pain me. But today after seeing you, when now you are leaving, this feeling of separation is so painful to me and that's why I am weeping. And then Lord Krishna embraced Prahlad Maharaj. So that case we see that among the Mahajan Acharyas, Prahlad Maharaj is one of them, and that is his story is very, very inspirational. If somebody reads or hears the pastime of Prahlad Narasingha, this wonderful pastime of killing of Hiranyakashipu, one gets a lot of faith in Lord's protection. Also, one gets tolerance that after having so many atrocities by Hiranyakashipu, yet Prahlad Maharaj was tolerating. And even at the end, he is requesting the Lord, oh Lord, please bless my father. So just see what kind-hearted person, a great devotee, a Mahajan Acharya was, Prahlad Maharaj. So in the future, if somebody puts an allegation on us, insults us, we would not be moved. Why? Because we have seen the example of Prahlad Maharaj of such extraordinary devotion. And he is the Acharya of remembrance. The remembrance was so thick, was so condensed, that to honor that remembrance, Lord personally came as Lord Narasingadev. So we see that I did not relate the pastime of killing of Hiranyakashipu and then Kanda and Amarka and all that, because all of you have heard that. But in some of the other aspects of the whole pastime, I just presented before all of you. I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question? You can kindly ask questions for 5 minutes and then I'll go for the Abhishek. Anybody has any question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, I have one question. Prabhuji, when we read Narasimha Kavach, in this Narasimha Kavach, we are asking for the mate, means it's kind of representing like protect my head, protect my eyes, protect my body.
Yeah.
Kind of, we are asking all material desires are there. So, generally, as a devotee, we hear from senior devotees that we should not ask anything from Lord.
Yes.
So I don't understand this logic. Can you please explain?
Whenever we seek protection from the Lord, even for the physical body, we understand that this body belongs to the spiritual master. So when I'm saying that please protect my body, my bodily part, I'm saying actually, oh Lord, please protect this property of my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master. This is not my property. So that it can be engaged in the service of the spiritual master as well as yours, O Krishna. if this body is to remain a sense gratification, please finish it off. Please finish it off. It is nonsense. This body is nonsense. So, but yes, since I am trying to use this body in service of Guru and Krishna, that's you. So, O Lord, please protect it because it is my Guru's property. So, with this intention, we seek protection. Actually.
Oh, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Prabhuji, for your association. Hopefully, like, you'll continue giving us your association in future too. And all the great work you're doing. So, may Lord Krishna and Lord Narasingha, they protect you and everybody, all the devotees who are working so hard. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, anybody have a question?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, yeah. Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class and thank you for coming on the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees, is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji? Please go ahead and ask.
So I'll just take one question because now I want to go for Abhishek. One question.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Ajinkya here from Dallas, Texas. Prabhu, I don't have any question. I just want to extend my gratitude and I just want to let you know that I am a big fan of yours and I like your classes very much, especially your Hindi classes, the way you give them and the way you express our most complex philosophy in such a humorous way. So I really like all your classes and I always follow you on YouTube, especially on the ongoing Mahabharat Katha. And I always take inspiration from your classes. So, Prabhu, please keep giving us your association on this call. And we are looking forward to hearing back again from you very soon. Thank you. Thank you very much for your association.
Thank you for your word. Thank you so much. Ajinkya Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
All right, devotees, thank you very much for being there. Thank you for giving me a chance to serve all of you. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Vlana.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Once again, I would like to offer my obeisances to you, Prabhuji. Vancha Kalpataru
Bhaktisarva Vancha
Kavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki, Jai
Prabhupada
ki, Jai Prabhuji ki, Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.